Welcome back. It's Clint Salter, and today we're going to be going through something that really excites me. You guessed it. It's about the numbers. It's your weekly report, and this report can tell you how your business is performing in a second. It's really awesome. I don't know if you're as excited as I am. So before you give me a little eye roll, yes, like I said, we're talking about the numbers again, my friends. You know, it's crucial that you get your foundation really right. And so that's what we're working on in these initial modules. And then we're going to get into the more sexy stuff. So sure, you can skip ahead. You can go on to the marketing modules. But if your foundation isn't solid, the marketing goodies aren't going to work for you the best that they could. You know, so my advice at the moment is just to hang in here with me, please. So many studio owners have staff and office staff and teachers, and one of my favorite things to do when working with studio owners is to get their team involved and aware of what's happening with the studio. Yes, it's all about transparency. Now, when I say transparency, I'm not talking about putting your problems on the table and telling your staff to fix them. I'm talking about creating a supportive and nurturing family environment so that there is continual development happening, as well as people being held accountable for delivering results. So I'm going to be talking to you about teachers in an upcoming module, but for now, let's continue talking about your office staff. I suggest that all of my clients have a dedicated time to meet with their office staff once a week for between 30 to 60 minutes. I mean, Asana is very much going to help you speed up this process. So make sure you implement that free tool straight away, Asana. So to begin with, it might be an hour, but once you get started using this weekly report and Asana, as I mentioned, to manage your day-to-day tasks and projects, you'll be able to smash this meeting out in about 30 minutes. The important thing here is the meeting is at the same time on the same day every week. You know, consistency is key, so make sure it's in the diary. This meeting is to go through anything important that has happened or anything that hasn't been spoken about or that you've tracked in Asana. So the weekly report I've put together for my private clients and that we've been discussing a lot about the weekly report in the VIP membership forum is that it's a template you can use in your business. Remember, this is a template and some of the things might not apply to your studio. Basically, I've created it on a page so that you can get in there and in a snapshot see your business in simply one page. You and your office staff are responsible for updating it each week. This is a great tool to ensure that you stay accountable and achieving your goals in your business. It's really cool. So in a moment, we're going to jump into the report and you can download the report below this video. The important thing to remember here is that everything in this report might not apply to your business. You know, maybe you also have a few other things that you'd like to add in and track at different times during the year. Maybe it's around exams, your concert, or recital. Okay, so here we have our weekly report. And so how I've designed this is you can see here on the left-hand side, there's all different areas of your business and then there's certain subheadings. So we can see here we've got finances. So I like to know the amount of fees that have been paid for the week, what fees are outstanding, any other income that's been paid, other income that's outstanding, staff wages that have been paid, and other expenses that have been paid. So this is all just about the finances right here on the top left-hand side. We then go into our numbers around our students. So how many current students we have, what our attendance rate is. That's really important. Attendance rate is a big reflection on retention as well. So it's important that, you know, in a month we can see across this line and go, okay, we've got, you know, 85% retention rate. Wow, this week was 75%. What happened here? This week's back up at 88%. And so it's important we can recognize and notice patterns across our retention, across our attendance, sorry. As we go down, new student inquiry. So we want to be able to put in here, maybe we got, let's say, 8 new student inquiries that came through this week. And so from those 8, the people that actually came in were 6.
And from those six, we actually enrolled three. And so it's going to give us here our conversion rate. So automatically, it'll tell us that 37.5% of new student leads that came in actually converted into students. We can then see here a student drop-off. So if a percentage of our students have left. So let's actually just fill this out. So let's say our current student numbers are 266 and our attendance rate is 87%. Then as we go down here and do student drop-off, so say that we lost 4 students this week. You know, it's going to tell us right here the student percentage drop-off is 1.5%. So 1.5%. So it works out those 4 kids, minusing them from our total of 266 total students. And then what we want to do down here is look at customer. Oh, and we've got exit survey sent as well. So I'm going to talk about in the Studio Success Formula program sending out exit surveys to students. So if 4 have dropped off, I want to make sure that we can see 4 exit surveys have been sent here. When we look at customer service, I love to look at concerns and complaints. So that's anything that's come in formally into the studio, the solutions that have been provided. So 4 complaints have come in. Hopefully 4 solutions have been provided. How many feedback forms you've received, and then any testimonials that have come in that week. So current teachers, how many teachers do you have, and feedback forms as well from the teachers? And then let's look at tracking all your marketing numbers, because like I said, it's really about getting clear on what those numbers are so that you can see the return on the different investments that you are doing with your marketing. So the first one is your database numbers. So we want to see how many people are in your database. You can then see here new Facebook likes, total Facebook likes, total Facebook posts, new Instagram followers, total Instagram followers, and total Instagram posts. So we just want to keep track of this. So across the month, you know, across the 4 weeks in the month, we can see, okay, cool, we're consistent here. Or maybe we can see that we didn't post much that week and that's reflected in the new likes that we're getting on our page, or also reflective potentially in our database numbers as well. And so this is a great sheet to sit down with once a week for you to get your team, get your office staff member or staff members to fill in for you and sit down with them for, you know, a half an hour meeting. And I'm going to talk to you about how to manage your office staff in an upcoming lesson. But for now, just have a look at this. Print it out. You can add as well to this. You can add different numbers that you want to get. You can delete certain numbers. And then you can see down the bottom here, every month, we can just go along here and you can track. And so we can see then month to month how we're doing with our numbers.
So there you have it, folks, your weekly report for meetings with your staff. As I mentioned, you can customize this so it works for you. Can you see how this is a great way to get a quick glimpse to see how you're tracking instead of waiting till the end of the month or the end of the term? So now it's your turn. I really want you to download the weekly report below and sit down with your office staff to go through what's important for you to discuss every week. Then delegate who is in charge of updating each section and make a time and day each week for you to meet to go through it. So take care. And I'll see you next time.